Thank you for tuning in with me on Anchor, and you're listening to April Autumn. Today, I will be talking about how the 5-year gap, or you may say even a month, can make you think whenever you see back that you have changed. In some way or the other, you have changed, you know, over the years. And experiences you have gathered, the people you are being around, everybody affects you, you know. So it's basically that whatever naive innocence I was carrying 5 years back, now I don't. That time I used to be very sweet, you know, calm, cute, sort of like, even as I met a stranger, I will be talking, you know, I'll be sweet and all. But now, I've decided, and don't know, I've imbibed, I inculcated that value that being sweetness and calm, cute sort of girl, that sweetness, whenever I'm out and traveling solo, even I'm going from my house to college, I see to it that I throw such words out of the window and I don't let anything sort of disturb me like that. Over the years, your meaning of love, hate, kindness, cuteness have changed. Over the years, mind in 20s decided that being kind always is not good. The nice is just a place somewhere in Europe, and you can't afford to be nice always. You have to be selfish, you have to be self-centered sometime, and you have to be you, you know. There will be matrix set by everybody in this world that a girl should be like that, a girl should have certain sort of a maturity, you say, certain sort of character, certain sort of obedience imbibed altogether. But a girl have to decide how badass she wants to get and how she wants to be herself wherever she is. So yeah, these things have changed over the years because we decided to change, right? And just in the morning, I came across a quote, you can say, like, if you really want to escape the things that harass you, what you are needing is not to be in a different place, but to be a different person. That's so true, you know. And another quote I read was from Ian Thomas, I guess, yeah. Only hardened hearts are shattered. Only hardened hearts are broke. That's so true. So whenever you are not having flexibility, you are gonna break. So that's so much important that over the years you learn to just be strong. At the same time, you learn to be flexible in your own way. That's very, very important. Yeah. So in the same way, as you have heard lots of people saying that, yeah, after your high school or grad education is done, you are about to step in the whole new world there, right? So don't just lose hope, just try hard and never lose your passion, you know. Just spend some time with your things you love, you know. It can be a sport, it can be writing, it can be anything, you know. And the main thing is being financially independent, being financially grown, that's an important thing. While having education, many of us have taken student loan or are on the way of taking it. Just remember that after completing your studies, you have to just make it sure that you just reimburse or try to recapitalize the account again. That's very important. So just try to get independent. Later, you're gonna feel that there is no hope. Sometimes while we are in our 20s, we do feel that there is no hope and what to do, aren't we happy? No, it shall be your perspective. Even though it's struggle, even though it's the time to just focus on something which is unmanageable, you don't have to lose hope and you have to be happy about everything. I know that's not easy. In lots of self-help books, you know that they have wrote that just say positive affirmation. There is something called law of attraction, and I do agree that there is a thing called law of attraction. And just as I was speaking this, just remember that goal setting is very important. Have clarity. I know guys, getting clarity about something is not that easy. Even I am confused literally, but I have a little bit idea that I have to do something in the media and the writing, and I'm striving to be and carve my niche into that. Same, you have to do it, you know, we all know that, but just we have to accept it, what we love. You know, it can be something erotic, things you love and that you want to showcase in front of people. You know, you have some different passion, which is you have to pursue as a career, you know, like you can be an erotic coach, you can just study something related to gynecologist, be a gynecologist, do something in that field. You know, there is tantra, there is Taoism, there is so much to explore and, you know, do in that field also. So there is no field that you have to just worry what people will say. You just have to pursue, let it be anything. That stream, that field shall make you happy, and that's very important, guys. So I've just conducted a short podcast for you guys. I hope you like it. You can find me on Instagram at APRIL_AUTUMN12. That's it, and we could talk there and you share with me your thoughts. I would love to hear those. Thank you for tuning in with me, and I hope that this podcast was helpful and this made you happy. Just so think about it and just make each day count. Seize the day. I will be catching up with you guys very soon.